InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, August the 10th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to be joined by one of the heroes of Benghazi. Dig Teigen is one of the surviving defenders there who, along with a writer, wrote the book 13 Hours, which was made into a movie. We're going to have him give his perspective on what happened at Benghazi, both during that day and also in the aftermath of this, because that's really where I got involved. That's where most people got involved. Nobody knew about it for quite some time. Hillary Clinton was quite adept at covering up this information. Of course, she told everybody that it was the this movie that nobody had seen, The Innocence of Muslims or something like that. I don't even remember. I'll have to go back and take a look at the title of it. It was a silly, silly movie that was supposedly ignited the Muslim street on September 11th. Who would have thought that that, you know, that had no significance to the Muslim street at all whatsoever? But the movie that really showed things, I'm curious to see if he thinks it was a faithful representation of the book that he's involved in. It was 13 Hours. That's the real movie about Benghazi, not The Innocence of Muslims. And he's going to talk to us about the lessons that have been learned in terms of management and teamwork and so forth. But we've also learned a lot of political lessons from this, haven't we? We're also going to talk about something else on vaccines. You know, yesterday I talked about that story that was in Samoa, where we had a couple of one-year-olds who died just minutes after they were vaccinated. The second child, the parents pled with the nurse, please do not vaccinate my child. I think something is wrong now. Now, just this last, within the last day or so, they have filed criminal charges against these nurses. The nurse said, no, no, we're going to vaccinate your kid anyway, against your wishes, did it, and the kid died instantly. Now, what was the issue? They still haven't come up, as far as I have seen, with any statement as to what was wrong with the vaccines. Were they not properly handled? Were they not properly refrigerated? As I pointed out, that's a new risk that maybe people did not realize. Of course, we're told here in the United States there is no risk to vaccines. They're 100% effective and they're 100% safe. So shut up. Take your mandatory vaccine, which is what they're doing to people in California, punishing families who don't have their kids vaccinated with dozens of vaccines at a given time. You have to, you know, do it frequently and do it early. Just like the way the Democrats vote. They vote early and they vote often. Well, they vaccinate the same way, and they're going to make sure that you do it as well. Now, there's an interesting update to this now from Italy. We have had Salvini, who's now become the most popular politician in Europe, the populist leader of Italy. Remember, there was an election there where the left-wing and the right-wing populist parties got enough votes so they took out the mainstream establishment pro-EU party, and they formed a coalition. Even though they had disagreements over economic issues, they agreed on the fact that Italy should be a nation and should make some decisions about its borders and other things. Salvini has been very popular in terms of saying, we're going to vet who comes into our country. We're just not going to be an open border country for anybody who wants to be brought over here by George Soros's cruise ships, because that's what they're doing. The people just have to get a little ways out to sea, out from Libya or wherever, and the George Soros cruise ships will pick them up. And instead of taking them back to where they were, they said, oh, it's dangerous out here. Let's take them to Italy. And so they said, no, you're not going to do that. So now they're taking them into Spain. You've seen the pictures of all the people hitting the shoreline there in Spain. One of the places they went, it was a nude beach and everybody... Yeah, the globalists have no clothes, and neither do the people who are placidly sitting there. Well, now the new thing coming out of Italy that has really fired them up is Salvini has dumped the idea of mandatory vaccines. So we're going to spend some time talking about that. That's going to make him even more popular. Why is it that the globalists want to vaccinate us? Why is it that they want to open our borders and flood us with an invasion from third world countries? Gee, I just can't understand. I must be a conspiracy theorist. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, August 10th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. You know, yesterday I was talking to Steve Quayle about the upcoming Gen 6 conference, September the 14th. In Branson, Missouri, we're going to be talking about transhumanism, posthumanism, the hybrid age, so forth. We're talking about technologies. Of course, you know, we look at the acronym is GRAIN, genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, all these technologies that everybody's concerned might get out of control. You know, the one of them, AI, if it gets out of control, the Skynet scenario that we've seen worked out in the Terminator series. Well, it turns out that New York has got not a computer apocalypse, but they've got a commuter apocalypse. This is what happens when the Democrats get out of control and become self-aware. They don't have a Skynet there. These are the people who can't even manage a street net. They can't even manage the roads. You know, when you go back and you look at all of the visions of the future, especially going back to the early 1920s when they first had movies and so forth, Metropolis by Fritz Lang and these other ones. Every one of the pictures of the future, including more recent ones, you look at pictures of cities of the future like Blade Runner and so forth. What do you see? Well, you see, or Minority Report, you see multiple layers of traffic. Now, some of them, that's provided by flying cars that are all flying at different levels, going in different directions and so forth. Some of the more practical ones had basically roadways that were built at higher levels. They knew that was going to happen. They knew that they couldn't make the roads wider because they already had buildings there. So the only way that you're going to be able to handle expanding traffic is to go vertically with more roadways, right? But they don't want that because these people are socialists. These urban planners hate your ability to have your own transportation, to go anywhere you want, whenever you want. They have to stop that. They are not going to build roads. They've made that very clear. Even in a situation here like we have in Austin, where we don't have buildings that are necessarily restricting it, like high-rise buildings like they do in New York, they will not build new roads. Absolutely will not build roads. And we even had a frequent guest on here who has a local gun store. Oh, Central Texas Gun Work. What's his name? I can't remember. Tell me, guys. Anyway, he was running for city council, and he said they are adamant that they're going to have public transportation here, and they want it as if we needed that. We don't need that here in Austin. We just need them to build the roads, make the roads wider, and do it in a reasonable amount of time for a reasonable amount of money. But they won't and can't do that. Whenever they build a road, they turn it over to globalists. And Michael Cargill, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, Michael Cargill was running. And he said, look, we don't need you to build public transportation. We don't want that. We want private transportation. But not only that, they're so stupid that they don't even understand that the big bottleneck is going north and south. They're trying to build it east and west. They don't. These urban planners, these Democrat planners can't run a city. As we have seen, look at every city that these people run. It's absolutely turned into a third world S-hole, as President Trump would say. Absolutely. You can just look at, just drive around. You can tell looking at the condition of a city that is run by Democrats. And, of course, the Democrats want to run all these cities into the ground. As they're pointing out in the New York Post, it's a good thing New York City is a city that never sleeps because it takes all day to get anywhere. Have you ever driven there? It's just total gridlock anymore. We laugh whenever we see some kind of a cop film or something. People are doing a chase scene in New York City, and it's like, yeah, right. Not any time of day could you drive like that through New York City where there's nobody else on the road. And, of course, they've sprayed the roads down with water to make them reflect all the shiny lights and all the kind of stuff. You sat there in gridlock. I was there with my family to cover a gun control launch by the UN a couple of years ago. And we're sitting there in gridlock looking at the signs. $300 fine if you honk your horn. That's the way they handle it. They're not going to build any roads. They're not going to do anything to help with the public transportation. Just put up a $300 fine if you honk your horn. And, of course, everybody was honking their horn. Nobody was getting fined, which I'm glad nobody was getting fined. It's just one way to let off steam, I guess. But it says the perfect storm of subway repairs, highway construction, commuter rail woes, and worsening gridlock, creating a commuter doomsday the likes of which New York has never seen before. Okay, it's getting worse, but it's getting worse everywhere. Again, they won't build the roads quickly enough or in the right way. And they're so happy that everybody is moving to Austin in massive numbers, but they're not doing any. They're building houses, but they're not building roads. Why can they build houses, but they can't build roads? I don't understand. Why is it? I'll tell you why. It's because the people who build the roads are working hand in glove with the politicians. There's corruption there. If they was out there as a private contracting thing and it was a competitive bid and so forth instead of crony capitalism, they'd be able to build roads. There's nothing more complicated about building a road than building a house. Houses are more complicated than building roads. But it's not just New York. Take a look at the UK. Daily Mail. MPs launch an inquiry into funding for pothole local roads. I'm getting to this. Stay with me. We're getting to something that you're going to find interesting here. I'm not just on a rant about roadways and big cities. They are a problem. But as they say in the Daily Mail, in the UK, local roads are resurfaced every 92 years on average. And I looked at this and I thought, every 92 years? They say unclassified roads are re-tarmacked once every 132 years. I'm looking at this thinking, how long have we had cars in any number? You know, it wasn't that long ago that we had Mercedes celebrate the 100th anniversary of the first car. And it was essentially a horseless carriage. I mean, quite literally a horseless carriage with about a 2-horsepower little putt-putt gasoline lawnmower engine in the back of it. But it was essentially a carriage, you know, steer it like you would a carriage. So they've only resurfaced their roads about every 92 years on average. That means that they've never resurfaced any roads in the UK on average. They said all roads would ideally be resurfaced every 10 to 20 years in order to maintain an appropriate level of grip for road safety and guard against water ingress and freeze-thaw effects that result in potholes. They don't care, though, see. They don't want you to have the liberty to move around. I just talked yesterday about how we had the the 10 millionth Mustang roll off the highway. And Ford is capitalizing it. Oh, look, it's all about freedom on the highway. And it was. It used to be. There was a period of time in the middle of the 20th century when people realized, hey, this can free us from the cities. We can commute out to areas where we would like to live in the suburbs. Oh, they hate that. It's called urban sprawl. Got to stop that, say the Democrats and the urban planners who work for them. and of course, Ford is shutting down. It's like the last car that they're making now, the Mustang. It's all trucks and SUVs, and that has to do with government regulations of fuel economy that pushed everybody into the bigger cars to start with because they didn't have the kind of fuel economy regulations that were making the cars so expensive. They didn't have those kind of regulations on trucks. And then people said, hey, I like riding up really high and so forth and other things. Anyway, getting back to this, they said there's been a record number of breakdowns caused by potholes in the UK, 4,091 in total, just in 3 months. I'm sorry, three months, April to June, so that'd be 3 months inclusive. Cycling UK confirmed 22 known deaths and 368 serious injuries because of potholes and the conditions of the road since 2007. So what's the point with all this? Well, to fix this, what are we going to do? We're going to bring in Google, aren't we? The Gulag. They've got an experiment in Phoenix where they're going to fix public transportation. And Wired is cheering it on because Wired is a big cheerleader of Gulag. Waymo. Can Waymo, Google, self-driving cars help to fix Phoenix's public transit system? Waymo announced a series of experiments where they're going to provide more than 65 million bus, light rail, and paratransit rides to residents. First experiments will begin in August. About 30 to 50 Valley Metro employees who live in Waymo's East Side service area will start regularly hopping aboard the company's driverless Chrysler Pacificas. And it isn't stopping there, folks. They want to control your transportation. The same company that all just acted in concert to shut down an entire media organization, our. They want to control your transportation, your movement, and they want to control where you live. When we come back, we're going to talk about Google's smart city in Toronto and the people who are waking up to this tyranny there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. The question that Wired asked is, what are autonomous vehicles for anyway? Good question. I think they are to control you. They're there to control your movement. They're there to tax and track everything that you do. As part of a military plan of control. It's always about controlling the way people communicate, the way they whether or not they can shoot, and how they move, or whether they can move or not. You control those three things. Move, communicate, shoot. You stop people from doing that, you have them under your total control. And when we look at what Google is doing to stop people from communicating, right, you can't see certain entire news organizations. And you can't hear them. And you can't share them either, right? So that's controlling our communication. They want to control the internet. But they don't just want to control the internet. It isn't simply about cyberspace. We should be concerned about that, shouldn't we? I mean, it was only about 20 years ago everybody was totally creeped out when they had their total information awareness program from DARPA, Homeland Security, and others. They had to change the name of that. And they had to get rid of LifeLog and put it under private ownership with Facebook. They shut down LifeLog at the same time Facebook came up. They wanted to have something where they track everything that you do in life, where they categorize you, where they map you, and eventually where they control you. This is also coming from the UN, the same people that gave us the war on drugs, the same people who are trying to take our guns. You have to understand these things are tied together. It is not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy reality. By their own admission, they're pushing everybody into cities. It was going to happen sometime in the 21st century. The UN Agenda 21, sometime in the 21st century, we're going to have everybody pretty much living in cities, and it's going to be so much better. It's going to be so green and sustainable. And we won't have all this nasty urban sprawl where these people are free to live wherever they wish. No, we will have them live in our cities, in our little micro apartments of 200 square feet or less in many cases. And then they made it more specific, the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. No, folks, we call Google Gulag because of what they have done. Yeah, just, hey, look, everything is free. The internet is free. All of my services are free. Come on in. Shut the door, turn on the gas. That's what they've done. Turn on the gas lighting, if you will, because once they get your minds locked into that ghetto, as Matt Drudge warned everybody about back in 2015, it's almost 3 years ago that he's talking about that. Once they get everybody into that ghetto, then they can gaslight you, and they can control everything that you see and hear. And they can control not only what is happening to your mind, but they can control you physically. It's not just cyberspace that Google wants to control. They want to control the physical space. Taking over public transportation, taking away your private car and so forth, as I just pointed out in Phoenix. But then also controlling where and how you live. Why is total information awareness creepy when the government does it, but not creepy when corporations do it? Why is censorship wrong when the government does it, but it's not wrong when three or four of the most powerful companies in the world do it? Why is that? Why is that? I mean, do you think that, I'll just ask all these liberals who are out there cheerleading the censorship. Do you really think, who is more powerful? Who's more powerful, Apple or the federal government in terms of affecting things? In terms of money, Apple is not trillions of dollars in debt. They are flush with cash. They can get what they want out of the politicians. Yes, I know it is a two-way street. It is a crony situation. It is crony capitalism. It is a kind of fascism. And it can be hard to tell whether it is the government pushing the corporations around or vice versa, isn't it? We can have that discussion, and people on the left and right will have that discussion, which is why it really it's strange to me that you've got 40% of the people on the right saying they would love to have the president or the government shut down entire media organizations. And then you've got probably twice that number on the left, including all the legacy media companies, saying we want the giant corporations that they have always told us that they hate with a passion, that they want these giant corporations to do all the shutting down. It's kind of interesting when we've had these discussions about surveillance in the past, that you can see the left totally not caring if the government is surveilling people. Oh, that's fine. That's the government. We love the government because the government does everything, blah, blah. But they would have a problem if corporations would do it. And the opposite would happen for surveillance with the conservatives. The conservatives wouldn't care if corporations were looking into every aspect of your life, but they'd get freaked out if the government did it. I don't like either one of them looking into my life. I like my privacy. I don't like to be a product or a slave. And yet, when we look at the First Amendment, those things get flipped. It's the conservatives who are wanting the government to shut down entire organizations and shut down freedom of the press. And it is the liberals who want the biggest corporations to do it. What is going on? Like I tweeted out, it used to be that the liberals prided themselves on peace, love, and free speech and so forth until they got power. And now they're pushing for a Cold War, pushing harder than and pushing us further into a Cold War than we've ever been, quite frankly. A lot more dangerous rhetoric, and it is also coming from the GOP establishment politicians. But they're doing this with censorship. They're embracing these corporations as a tool of censorship on the left. But before we leave Gulag, or Google, as some people call them, I call them Gulag, and let me tell you why they're Gulag. A literal Gulag. It's not just metaphorical. It is not just cyberspace. Google wants to create gulags for you. They have a name for them, smart cities. You know, when anybody uses the adjective smart, whether it's a smart car or a smart city, they think you're really dumb. And you are really dumb if you fall for that. Only dumb people really fall for that label of smart whatever, okay? Fill in the blank. You know you're being gaslighted when they tell you that it is a smart city. So what is happening in Toronto? Well, it is the poster child for the smart cities. You know, Google is working hand in glove with China to set up their censorship of the web. And, of course, they've already been doing it here in the United States. We've talked about that many times. It's one of the reasons why they flush us down the memory hole. So let me remind you, since you can't see the videos that we've done on this in the past, can't see my videos on it, and Watson has talked about how he could type into a Google search engine his article verbatim, and it would not recommend it, whereas other search engines would. They've already been selectively taking away certain articles that they find to be not the narrative that they want. Same thing that China wants them to do. And so they're jumping in there with China in a very open way. They denied that they're doing that here in Google, although we have demonstrated that they are here in America, although we've demonstrated that Google is doing that. Now they're openly saying they're going to do it in China, and it's okay. So that gulag that they have created on the internet, they now want to do in physical, real-time space in Toronto. And they've got a 39-year-old mother of two who is on a mission to stop their smart cities. They call it Sidewalk Labs. And we'll tell you how that works and how dangerous that is when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, extract and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau D'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk about the smart city thing. Talk about what Gulag is going to do to you and their gulag cities that they call smart cities. See, this is what they don't want you to hear. This is why they want to shut us down. This is why they all moved in concert to shut us down within a 12-hour period. Things like that. Things like the situation that's happening in Italy. You're going to hear some banned information here on this broadcast that you're not going to see reported by the mainstream legacy media. As a matter of fact, CNN is freaking out about the fact that Italy has now dumped their mandatory vaccine scheduling that was put on people about a year ago, June 2017. They've now said, no, we're going to let people make up their own mind. See, they don't want your consent, and they don't want you to be informed. You're not allowed to know. You're too stupid. That's why they want to put you in smart cities. It's going to smarten you up. Well, you better wise up before they put you in their gulags. That's all I can say. So what is this that Google is doing before we get into the vaccines and so forth? What is this that Google is doing that people are taking exception to? Going back to October of last year, Sidewalk Labs, it's a Google-affiliated company, wants to make urban life more streamlined. This is from the Washington Post, of course, presenting it in nice, friendly terms. It aims to build an advanced microgrid, to power electric cars, to design mixed-use spaces, to bring down housing costs. Oh, it's going to be so cheap for you to live. You can live in a 200-square-foot apartment for a little bit less than you're living in a 2,000-square-foot home in the suburbs right now. It'll save you just a little bit of money. Reduce the size by a factor of 10. It'll employ sensor-enabled waste separation. Yes, they are going to look at everything that you do, even managing and monitoring what you throw away. Why would they want to do that? Well, there'll be some taxes associated with that. Don't worry. It'll aid recycling, of course, and it'll improve public services, and it will increase taxes, and it will increase control. They will monitor everything you do, every movement you do, the garbage you throw away. Maybe they'll have little monitors on the toilet so they can check your poo-poo, right? This is Google. Google wants to do this. It's not enough for them to know everything about you online. They've got to intrude themselves into the physical world for you as well. Almost like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where people go to a particular planet, I can't remember the exact one, and they would measure your exact weight. And if you gained any weight, they would have to remove that weight before you left, whether that was giving you some the equivalent of oxy powder that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, or whether it was cutting off a piece of your appendage. They would remove that extra weight. Anyway, going back to the current reality here with Google Sidewalk, they said that this is Trudeau saying it's going to be a test bed for new technologies. Oh, yes, it is. The technologies that will help us to build smarter, greener, more inclusive cities. Three words. Smarter, greener, inclusive. Whenever you hear those words, you should be unlatching the strap on your sidearm when you hear those three words. Because they're coming after you, folks. Now, this woman who is a 39-year-old mother of two, she has a resume that is filled with IT and government consultancies and corporate development. And she is not buying this. She has zero tolerance for all this smart city PR speak. She says the smart cities industry is a Trojan horse for the technology companies. They come in under the guise of environmentalism and improving quality of life, but they're here for the money and the control, folks, too. Now, she's done a lot of government consultancy. See, that's what I said. What's interesting about this is that the people who are on the left side of this, the people who work for the government, they have no fear of the government. And so she probably wouldn't be concerned about this if it was being done by the Canadian government with a veneer of democracy and voting and all that kind of stuff, right? Oh, that'd be great. But when it's a big corporation, she's concerned about that. Except when it comes to censorship. These people love it. When one or two, when the two or three big corporations of the world come in and within a couple of hours say, we're going to target this individual and we're going to target everything that he does and we're going to erase him from the internet. He's going to become a non-person. Oh, that's fine. I like that because I didn't like that guy. I didn't like him. Let's take him away. Let's erase him. I like it when Google does that because that's private property. I love private property. These people hate private property. These are socialists. They're just filled with hate, and they call it hate speech. These are the people who want to shut you down in the name of intolerance. These are the people who want to have a one-world government in the name of multiculturalism. You should be able to see these two things. But she is right about the fact that it is a Trojan horse. It is a Trojan horse. Just like the internet itself was. The internet was a Trojan horse. Yes, we were able to use it for purposes, and that battle is still going on. We haven't decided as to whether they may have let this thing run long enough that we may have other technologies that come to the fore. There are a lot of hackers out there who have a lot of power to expose the government. That's why they have to shut down outlets like us that will publish the information that the hackers find. Because Washington Post isn't going to do it anymore. They would never publish the Pentagon Papers today. Neither would the New York Times. They're not going to put out anything that WikiLeaks has. They're not going to put out anything that a whistleblower has. It was a whistleblower with the BLM that blew the Bundy case wide open. Did you ever hear any of the mainstream media talk about that? No, no, no. They didn't talk about that. So she created a group called Tech Reset Canada, TRC, Tech Reset Canada. And they questioned whether a top-down smart city project by an American tech behemoth is really in the best interest of Toronto's citizens. Well, it's not in anybody's best interest to have central planning. Socialists won't understand that. It doesn't have to do with the fact that it's an American technology company or that it is a corporation. I don't want to see power concentrated into the hands of a few, whether it's a few, whether it's one or two people in government or a couple of agencies in government or whether it's a couple of corporations. We have been ruled by a few bureaucracies that are unelected and unaccountable to us. How is it different when we are ruled by an unelected bureaucracy that we can't get out of office, or when we are ruled by Apple, Google, Facebook? I mean, substantially, it's not any different, is it? They just don't like people making money. I think that's the key thing. Unless they can shut down Alex Jones and InfoWars. She said, this is a story about governance, not about urban innovation. There's nothing innovative about partnering with a monopoly. Ooh, she got it. It's a monopoly. Google is a monopoly, aren't they? She used the M word. This is what the left can't admit, that Google Gulag is a monopoly. It is a de facto monopoly. But, of course, it's private, and they can throw you out of the Internet. And you know what? When they get control of the smart city, here's where this is going, folks. These same people who said, well, I don't like Alex Jones because he's exposing some stuff that we don't want people to think about, and he's criticizing our corporation, or he's criticizing this political leader. So let's get rid of him. He's a non-person. We're going to purge him off of the Internet and InfoWars. And these same people who did that to Alex Jones, who did that to me, they can do that to you in your home if you let them run the smart cities. The government can do it to you. Gulag can do it to you. If Facebook is running this stuff, they can do it to you. If Apple is running this stuff, they can do it to you. Do you understand the principle involved here? When you let them have absolute control, when you surrender that to a few people, regardless of whether it's a corporation or a government or an unelected bureaucracy, they have total control of your life, and they don't want it just on the Internet. Where this is leading to is not cyberspace, but the physical space that you occupy as they herd you into these smart cities. TRC's founders are not opposed, they said, to the concept of smart cities in principle. Their concern revolved around the collection and commodification of urban data and whether that occurs through a democratic process or via corporate fiat. See, they're fine with it as long as there's a thin veneer of democracy. But that's not the way that this country is run. We don't have our laws being written by our elected congressmen. You can't have President Trump shutting down the Syrian activities or doing something to take down our NATO involvement, because the military-industrial complex and the CIA is the real government, and the real they're the real executive branch, and the real legislature are the bureaucracies, the three-letter bureaucracies.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight on this Friday, August the 10th, 2018. Our guest coming up in the third hour is John Tegan, one of the heroes of Benghazi. And I'm really looking forward to talking to him, not only about what happened that day, but what happened afterwards and what life has been like for him afterwards. So he'll be joining us in the third hour. Also, I want to tell you before we get into what's going on with vaccines in Italy, it's amazing when you look at this, folks, that of course, there's nothing to look at here as terms of a conspiracy. It would just be crazy to think that there's some kind of a worldwide conspiracy where people are organizing the same tactics in Italy that they organized in California to mandate vaccines. I mean, you know, I would be paranoid and, conspiracy theorist if I were to say that, right? Except that it is. Just like some people said, you know, it is kind of interesting that we had all these tech companies move against InfoWars within a 12-hour period or less. Yeah, I find that interesting, too. Ah, but move along. There's nothing to see here, because you really do hate Alex Jones and InfoWars and David Knight, don't you? Don't you really hate them? Yeah, it's good, then. It's good that corporations are ruling the world. Giant, the biggest corporations ruling the world. Hit $1 trillion and then hit the flush button right there. That's Apple right there. So, anyway, we're going to get back to this. We're going to talk about what's going on with the vaccines in Italy, because I talked about what happened in Samoa yesterday. Some very important things happened there with vaccines as well. But before we do, real quickly, if you want to support InfoWars, we have added a lot of new sale items for you at InfoWarsStore.com. Big discounts as well as free shipping on many, many products. Here's some of the specials that we got. BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off plus free shipping. We have the popular products Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Either of those, 50% off plus free shipping. We have DNA Force Plus, a great way to support your mitochondrial health. This is an ingredient, PQQ, very expensive to obtain, difficult to find sources for that, but very effective. And you can get that 50% off. That is a big savings because it's such an expensive product to produce. 50% off plus free shipping for DNA Force Plus. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. Many other products plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us to fight the targeted censorship. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on. But before we do, you know, I talked about what happened in Samoa. The 2 1-year-olds that died within minutes of being vaccinated. After the first one died, one of the parents said, wait, I don't want my kid to have the vaccine right now. I'm not feeling good about this. Oh, no, you're going to do it. You don't have any say-so. They gave the vaccine to the child, and I read what the parents said yesterday. So we went outside, sat on a bench. He wasn't feeling good. His eyes just dropped down. He died right there. It's just a heartbreaking story. But I've had heartbreaking stories that we have reported in the past that now Gulag has flushed down the memory hole. Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines, the representative for that organization, came on and talked about how they had preemies that they would vaccinate on schedule. They didn't care that these kids weren't physically up to it. And they said, get ready, get the ICU ready, the intensive care unit ready, because we know that they're going to have an adverse reaction to this because of their medical condition. And they would do it anyway, just like this nurse did it anyway, and that child died. Now, they have filed charges against these nurses. I'm not sure if it was because of that or if it was because they hadn't properly handled the vaccines. That's another risk factor that they don't want you to know about, the fact that they have to be constantly refrigerated or it creates other issues. They said, well, when this first happened, they said, well, it could have been that, or it could have been that these kids have some kind of a genetic condition that, preconditions them to having an adverse reaction. Are you screening for that condition? No, they don't care. Any more than they care whether they're giving this to preemies. They just don't care. You're going to get their vaccines. You're going to do it on schedule because that's what the big pharmaceutical companies have told the government they want to have happen. And they've got a lot of shills in the medical community that will push that through. And they don't want and don't care if they have your informed consent. They are not pro-choice. They keep saying they are, but they're not pro-choice about what you do with your children or what you do with your own body. And so, as an example of this, not too far away from Samoa and Australia, nurses are now being asked to apologize to minority students for being white before they're allowed to treat them. Australian nurses are pushing back against a new requirement that they must, quote, acknowledge their white privilege, unquote, before treating patients. Nurses and midwives around the country must now adhere to a new code of conduct with a section specifically dedicated to culture and which details white Australians' inherent privilege, quote, in relation to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, I guess is the way you pronounce it. I've never heard of that geographical place. Anyway, they must not be white, so they're not privileged. And they don't have to apologize for not being white. But you have to apologize if you are white, because it's not okay to be white. Remember? You put up a sign that says, it's okay to be white. No, that really triggers these people. And it triggers the nursing organization here. They said the new code, which came into effect in March, has been labeled eye-watering, cultural madness, unacceptable. A peak body representing nurses in Queensland is even calling for the chairman of the Nursing and Midwifery Board of Australia to be sacked over it. The Nurses Professional Association of Queensland said this is eye-watering stuff. We're calling for the resignation of the chairman of the board because she has put her name to it, and this is unacceptable. I have to bow down and apologize for being white. Now, they don't have to apologize for causing damage to kids that they don't screen for any kind of genetic conditions. No, just give them the vaccine. And if Dr. Bob Sears in California hears from a mother that my child had an adverse reaction to vaccines, I don't want any more vaccines. Okay, that's fine. We'll write a note so that they can get into school because the Democrats have said you can't get into school if you don't get your vaccines by a certain number, by a certain age, and so forth. They set up the schedule, and you must get this many by this amount of time, or you don't go to school. So he says, well, you've had an adverse reaction, and I'll write this. Well, they have put severe disciplinary actions on him, and this is something that happened years ago. So this is an ex post facto persecution that they're doing against him. You don't prosecute people for things that they've done years before you pass a law, but they're doing it there. And so what's happening in Italy? As anti-open borders populism has spread, we see that Merkel and Macron's poll numbers are falling. Macron has dropped by 5 points to 27% against a 62% disapproval. Just last year, Macron in France was at 50%. Merkel's not doing very well either, pushing her globalism. Public support for her coalition government fell to 29%. She's about to lose this coalition that it took her 6 or 7 months to put together after the election. But the most popular politician in Italy is Salvini, because he has protected the borders. And now he and his partner, Five Star, because it's these two populist parties, the League, the conservative populist party, and Five Star, the liberal, leftist-leaning populist party, have put together a coalition government. And the League leader, Matteo Salvini, has called requiring vaccines useless. He said that in many cases, they're dangerous, if not harmful. And what they have done is a law that was passed last year that was about to go into effect this fall for children entering school, not allowing them to get into school unless they had a massive vaccine mandate put in. That has now been repealed. They said 10 required vaccinations for anybody going into preschool or nurseries are now suspended. The Democrat Party, this is what they call it. They even have the same name. That's why I said this is a globalist agenda. They don't even change the name. Same structure that they did in California. The Democrats in California, well, the Democrat Party in Italy did the same thing. Passed an original mandatory vaccine law in June of 2017. And said, you're not going to go to school if you don't get these vaccines when we tell you and the way that we tell you. The Democrats originally used a measles outbreak as a fuel for the law's passage. Again, same thing they did in California. Rinse, repeat, everywhere. It is a globalist agenda, folks, many of these things. They're going to have to, as they've been pushing back against climate change. Remember, I talked about that yesterday. You've got Gulag partnering with Wikipedia, that source of all truth. And when anybody has a video that talks about science, then they put a little Wikipedia disclaimer down there saying, well, this is not true. We know it's an accepted fact by everybody. Everyone agrees that there's man-made climate change and that it is warming the planet and so forth. So they're putting that at the bottom of videos that talk about climate change. Well, they're going to have to put that on a back burner, and they're going to have to go after vaccines now, because, of course, that is accepted science everywhere. And we can't have people opting out of anything. Can't have anybody having real choice, these pro-choice Democrats. You can't choose to educate your children. You can't make choices about their medical treatment. You can't make choices about your medical treatment. The only choice you're allowed is to kill your child. And you can do that if you take their vaccine. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Just a little bit more with the vaccine stuff and expose a logical fallacy to what they're telling everybody. As we looked at the case in Samoa, and they were saying, well, there can't be anything wrong with the vaccines except maybe this risk of them not being refrigerated. But it's most likely the fact that they had some kind of a genetic problem or some kind of an immune system deficiency or whatever. We can screen for that, but they don't. They don't. They didn't for these kids who died. And you know that they're not screening for that when they vaccinate your kids, are they? Nowhere. Why? Because the vaccine companies have legal immunity against any damage that their products do to you. As a matter of fact, they told Reagan, you have to give us legal immunity or we will go out of business. We're injuring so many people. And they have covered up the number of people that have been injured. And they've taken away your ability, for the most part, to get any compensation from that. But let's just go back to this whole idea that, well, okay, we can screen for people who have immune system deficiencies. And then we won't vaccinate them. And they'll be protected because everybody else will be vaccinated and the herd will have immunity. So these people will then be protected by herd immunity. Okay. But then they get upset. The people with the herd mentality get upset because they're concerned that if people opt out, there won't be a herd immunity. And it's like, but you're protected if you get the vaccination, if the vaccines are effective, right? Oh, no. Well, the Italian teachers are now demanding that there be proof of an MMR vaccine. They're fighting the government now, saying, we're not going to let kids in here. We're not going to teach them because we don't want to be exposed to this. So think about the fact that they're telling you that the herd immunity is going to protect these people who have immune system problems and can't take vaccines. But they'll be protected because of herd immunity. But then at the same time, the people who have normal immune systems and who take vaccines that are supposed to give them immunity to these specific diseases say, but we will suffer. How can all of these things be true at the same time? Well, they can't. They can't. It makes absolutely no sense. And you know that they don't care about screening these people for immune deficiency here. And you know that these teachers that are freaked out about this, who have normal immune systems and have been vaccinated, they have nothing to worry about if their products work. Otherwise, they do have something to worry about. And they might want to be worried about the aluminum and the formaldehyde and the other adjuvants that are put into these vaccines, preservatives and so forth. All the different things that are put in there besides the essence of the vaccine itself that you can find in the insert if you ever read the insert. But, of course, nobody ever does. If they do, then they don't give their informed consent. I mean, who would want to be injected with aluminum and formaldehyde and these other products that are in there? That is over and above any concerns about the effectiveness of the vaccines. And they put those things in there because they said, hey, you know, the vaccines aren't really giving people any immunity. So we need to irritate their immune system and their nervous system by putting things like aluminum in there. And so listen to the way the mainstream media reacts to all this. CNN, having a big problem with this. They write an article, says this has sent shockwaves throughout the scientific community. You know, because science is finished. Science is finished. They have all the science. They don't need your input. They don't want any discussion about vaccines or climate change or anything else. One of their headlines said, why this is dangerous. Mainstream media is freaking out. The Express in the UK, dangerous lies. Salvini, this is another one, ANSA in Italy. Salvini is saying having 10 obligatory vaccines is useless, but then they have a subtitle. These are dangerous lies, says a top immunologist. Vice, Italy's new government is pandering to anti-vaxxers during a measles outbreak. And then the Telegraph. Italy's populists accused of sending the country back to the Middle Ages by eroding vaccinations policy. No, they are taking away an authoritarian mandate that takes away people's liberty. The Middle Ages were when we were ruled by a few individuals who didn't care about the consent of the governed. They just said, do it. You're my slave. You're my property. You're my serf. You do it. That's the real Middle Ages, folks. They see you as slaves on their plantation.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product, it goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste, is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. One more article here about health that I found to be interesting. Never seen this before, but on the Drudge Report. New research shows blue light from electronics is leading to blindness. Yeah, you see your kids with that phone. In their room, we say, stop it or you're going to go blind. You know, we've had all this stuff about radiation. We had a lot of research talking about how cell phone radiation and so forth is affecting internal organs, affecting the mind, especially with males. It's more pronounced with males. These are not people who identify as males, but people who are actually biologically, objectively males. Yes, there is a difference. There is a difference. And as one doctor who was being persecuted by the British government because he didn't want to play along with the insanity of telling Klinger that he actually was a woman, he says, no, I would be guilty of malpractice if I didn't recognize the physiological and hormonal differences between male and female and so forth. It is binary. It is objective. It is biological and so forth. But it has a bigger problem for males. You know, radiation, especially the coming 5G, which is a big part of smart cities that I talked about a good deal in the last hour. 5G is really going to step up your exposure to radiation massively, massively. It has you're going to be able to get all that stuff really fast now. Your data rates are going to go through the ceiling. And enjoy it, because although you'll be getting all that data much more quickly, you'll need it because your lifespan is going to be much shorter as well. But let's talk about what's going on with the blue light issue. There's a scientist at the University of Toledo, Ohio, and they say the blue light that comes from electronics is doing permanent damage to our vision. So it's not just the radiation from your cell phone, your Wi-Fi, and all this other stuff, your smart meter, the coming 5G. It's now just the blue light. And we've known for a while that that will affect your biological time clock. I try to stay away from this stuff because I have this weird schedule I have to do this program. I try to stay away from this stuff so I can fall asleep. If I start looking at blue lights from the cell phone and stuff like that at night, I've noticed that I have a harder time falling asleep. But it said that this they're looking at, say it specifically leads to macular degeneration. This is something that typically affects older people. They point out that macular degeneration is one of the leading causes of blindness, and this blue light seems to be accelerating that. The researcher said that molecules that we need to be able to see, called retinal, turn into cell killers when they interact with blue light. Interesting. So in the meantime, they suggest avoid looking at your phone in the dark because that accentuates it. And just as a personal aside here, I know my elderly aunt, about 30 years ago, was diagnosed with the beginning of macular degeneration. She always started to see spots and things like that. And she started taking some supplements, stuff like we sell at the InfoWars store, OcuPowder. And we have an eye supplement that has nutrients. And so what she was, you know, it makes sense when you look at it. And I did a lot of research at that time. She's the one, by the way, she's now 93. She's the one who convinced me that supplements work, healthiest person in our family. And she was able to stop and to reverse that macular degeneration. And it makes perfectly good sense because your eyes are constantly being refreshed all the time in terms of nutrient. You have to constantly be creating new cells in your retina. And so you have to have good nutrition in order to be able to do that. If you have nutritional deficiencies, then that's going to create a problem. So she took something like our OcuPower, and that stopped and reversed. It wasn't that product because that was 30 years ago. Stopped and reversed that macular degeneration. But be careful about that. It's blue light is actually going to increase the incidence of macular degeneration. Now, here's something that you shouldn't worry about. and it's kind of funny. We got the post out there reported by Breitbart. This newspaper is trying to get people freaked out about 3D printed firearms. And everybody's saying, look at this. We can't have these ghost guns. They got to be shut down and so forth. Well, fundamentally, this ghost gun issue is a First Amendment issue. And it is an Internet freedom issue, just like what was done to InfoWars this last week. But, of course, this is a court battle that's been fought by Cody Wilson for a couple of years against the State Department. They were maintaining that anything that you put on the Internet is being exported. So if you've got plans on how to print a gun using a 3D printer, then you are essentially exporting that if you put it up on the Internet. So it became a First Amendment issue, became a freedom of the Internet issue. And, of course, it also is a Second Amendment issue. But it was those things that are central to it. So now to scare everybody about these ghost guns, because that is the latest silly thing that the Democrats are out there, you know, assault weapons and so forth. Now it's 3D ghost guns. They had an expert use a 3D printer to create a very thin plastic rubber band gun in the shape of a handgun. And I'm wondering whether or not this paper can demonstrate the threat posed by peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by having a kid bite off pieces of it so that it looks like a gun. Remember a couple of years ago, there was a kid who got in big trouble with a school district because he ate his peanut butter and jelly sandwich or whatever it was that he was eating. He ate it in the shape of where it looked like it had a handle and a pistol and so forth. And he's going, pew, pew, pew. You know, kind of like the German soldiers who are in NATO. They got the broomsticks, they paint them black, and they go out and pew, 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 pew for the exercises. They pretend that their Mercedes are tanks. Because they don't want to spend any money on defense, because they know that there is no threat from Russia and that the Warsaw Pact doesn't exist anymore. The Warsaw Pact has been subsumed into NATO. What is the threat that we're so concerned about? The threat, folks, is that the military-industrial complex isn't making enough money, so President Trump wants them to spend more of their military budget to buy products from us to help our military-industrial complex. But anyway, getting back to this gun and eating that in the shape of a gun, you know, that is about as threatening as, and I thought it was really funny because when I was talking a lot about this whole 3D gun thing a couple of weeks ago, I had a person reply to one of my tweets, and he showed a picture of a wooden rubber band gun that was for sale on Amazon, and his name was Scuba Deuce was the name that he goes. It's, and so he says, while this equally scary gun is still for sale on Amazon. And he shows a picture of the wooden rubber band gun. And actually, that was a semi-automatic rubber band gun because you could load that up with multiple rubber bands and it has like a little wheel there. So every time you pull the trigger, you fire another projectile piece of rubber, just like a semi-automatic. But of course, the Democrats don't understand the difference between semi-automatic and fully automatic. They're constantly talking about fully semi-automatic guns that are assault rifles. But anyway, I said, yeah, we need to ban wooden guns. Well, now they're going to have to ban these plastic guns, too, because they can also fire rubber bands. In some serious news, and some serious threats, things that are being fired back and forth. We look at what is happening between Israel and the Hamas militants in Gaza. There was a third serious flare-up yesterday of violence over the last month. 180 projectiles fired towards Israeli territory. More than 150 Israeli airstrikes retaliated on targets in Gaza. They said a smaller number of sporadic tit-for-tat incidents led to the start late Wednesday night of massive exchange of rockets. After sunset, the first significant barrage of rocket and mortar fire was unleashed from Gaza into southern Italy, Israel. Sorry, I have Italy on my mind. I was just talking about the vaccines there. Israeli sources say about 180 projectiles launched from Gaza overnight. The Iron Dome defense system intercepted over 30. So all that happened yesterday. People are still looking to see if this is going to escalate. The IDF said we are rapidly nearing a confrontation situation, just as we are in Iran. Very serious situation in Iran, as we've had the rhetoric going back and forth. And, of course, with the sanctions that are being imposed by the Trump administration just in the last day or so. The Iranians say, well, now we'd like to talk to you. But the military-industrial complex is telling Trump, no, don't talk to them. At the same time, the Iranians are shooting their mouths off, saying that they're going to attack Trump's properties, launch terrorist attacks, and talk about how they might set up certain blockades. I'm very concerned that we might have a repeat of something like the Gulf of Tonkin incident. We have flashpoints throughout the world, and the military-industrial complex loves that.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Franklin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats.
that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Jokers on the left and the right here. We were talking about the individual who was linked to the imam that was a character witness for the blind sheik. He was an unindicted co-conspirator in the bombing of the World Trade Center back in the early 90s. And his son was arrested after holding a lot of weapon training sessions for young children, after starving to death a 4-year-old child. They found the remains of the child, and nearly starving to death another 11. But he was having those kids, those 11 kids who were still alive, living in squalor and starvation, no food, no water much, but they had guns, and he was training them, according to these kids who talked to the people they're now in the care of. That surfaced several days after they took him away from that compound. First, it was amazing the conditions that they were living in. And then they started saying, well, yeah, he was training us for jihad. Now, it turns out, and we talked about the connection between Siraj Wahaj, 39, the guy who was running that compound, and his father, Siraj Wahaj, the imam. And now it turns out that Linda Sarsour is also linked to the imam. So this guy in Brooklyn, who's got this radical madrasa in Brooklyn, I don't know if it's a madrasa, he's got a mosque. The guy who was involved in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and so forth. And it was his son who was running this New Mexico compound. But Linda Sarsour is also connected to this guy. Isn't it interesting? The Democrat activist that organized the Women's March on Washington, she called this imam, the father of this guy who was just running this compound, allegedly training these kids for jihad, but also starving them at the same time. She called him a mentor at an Islamic Society of North America conference back in 2017. She said, my favorite person in this room, that's mutual, is Imam Wahaj, who has been a mentor, a motivator, an encourager of mine, someone who has taught me to speak truth to power and not worry about the consequences, someone who has taught me we are on this earth to please Allah and only Allah. And she's also shared the stage with him at several conferences that have been held at by organizations like CARE and so forth, with its ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Investigators continue to uncover more information about the training compound. Nevertheless, a spokesperson for the Wahaj Brooklyn Mosque said that they are bringing up false narratives. It's simply fake news. So look at how this case has turned from a domestic situation. Now they're trying to create an atmosphere where his son is involved in an extremist radical group. Yeah, they're really trying to rake this guy with coals. There's nothing to see here other than kidnapping and starving kids, starving one of them to death. Forget about all the whether the shooting stuff is true or not. Yeah, it's just kidnapping and starving to death. And the fact that the FBI wouldn't do anything about the kidnapping. That's why that kid died. They sat on it and they sat on it and they sat on it. Maybe they knew that he was training kids for jihad. and they didn't want to interrupt that. That could be useful to them, right? It was local law enforcement that went in and shut this whole thing down because they got tired of the inaction of the FBI. Another update to a story that's been going on for a while. Remember, Jim Jordan, he's been around for a while, very effective communicator, very much on point in terms of shutting down this nonsense about collusion and so forth. And on many other issues, he's one of the founders, I believe, of the House Freedom Caucus, a member of it. I think he was a founder of it. He has said that he wanted to run for speaker. Can't have that. As soon as he said he was going to run for speaker, it just happened that there were some allegations that started coming out saying that, well, you know, he taught at Ohio State University, and he was there for a couple of years. And over a period of decades, there was an individual there that's been accused, Dr. Richard Strauss, Richard Strauss, I guess they would say if he was a composer. But I don't know. It's probably just Richard Strauss because he's an American. But anyway, he was abusing people in that athletic program. And they said, well, you know, he knew about it. Well, the people who were accusing him of that have a shaded history. But I believe it was even Jim Jordan that pointed out, I think these accusations are really coming from the GOP establishment. It looked very much like the playbook that was used against Judge Roy Moore. I didn't believe those allegations. But, of course, it didn't matter whether the allegations were true or not because he was instantly judged in the court of public opinion, just as we had that baloney narrative about the Skripal poisoning. Immediately, Theresa May and Nikki Haley, that's it, the Russians did it, confess, or we're going to take action. Let's go invade Syria now. We got a reason to invade Syria. Meanwhile, the police detective there is saying, well, you got a couple hundred people on this case, and it's going to take us several months to figure out what's going on with this. No, we know they're guilty. They must confess now. And now we've just had sanctions enacted yesterday. So we see these types of things. We saw it with Alex Jones. Everybody putting out all of these phony narratives. Oh, look, Alex Jones. You know, these people can't even go to their gravesites. It's like, that's not what's going on at all. Look at that. He got strikes against him because of a violent video. And it was Alex Jones that was pushing a kid in the video. All of this is lies. Pushed by Forbes. Rolling Stone, just repeating charges. Like I said before, it's like a circular firing squad against themselves, but also against you, because they just keep repeating these charges. And so this is what happened with Jim Jordan. Now, a former Ohio State University wrestling coach has shut this down. He said these were not accurate statements that were attributed to him. They have been misconstrued by the media, that's right. Mark Coleman, who wrestled at OSU and later served as an assistant wrestling coach, said that at no time did I ever say or have any direct knowledge that Jim Jordan knew of Dr. Richard Strauss's inappropriate behavior. I have nothing but respect for Jim Jordan, as I have known him for more than 30 years and know him to be of impeccable character. This is an article from WND. They point out that there's 14 former Ohio State University wrestlers that have already joined 6 former OSU wrestling coaches, including the head coach under whom Jordan served. They all stated that they were unaware of any claims of sexual abuse by Strauss, and the wrestlers described Jordan as a man of honesty and integrity who stood up for his athletes. But of course, if you want to run for Speaker of the House in opposition to the GOP establishment, they'll throw out these kind of garbage charges against you because, you know, they would rather have Democrats in than people like Roy Moore, who's going to stand up to the establishment, to Mitch McConnell. So he made it very clear he was going to stand up to Mitch McConnell. And then, boom, all of a sudden, the Washington Post surfaces all these accusations from decades ago that are of a he said, she said nature, some of them, others, obvious forgeries. And then you have a situation where in the House, you know, quite frankly, people like Paul Ryan would rather have Democrats in there than Freedom Caucus members, and they certainly don't want Jim Jordan as Speaker of the House. That's what's really behind all of this. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalists at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. As we have the Manafort trial, arguments have been kind of short. It's kind of amazing. He's been kept in solitary confinement for a long time, but mainstream media like CNN has really milked this for all that it's worth. And of course, if you've been following this case, you have seen how angry the judge is with the prosecution. At one point, he says, "I don't care whether Manafort is a good or bad guy. That's not the issue here. Stick to the point." But of course, that is the point. It is about the demonization of certain individuals, because that's what you have to do with political persecution. You assassinate their character, then you assassinate them. That's precisely what has been done to InfoWars over a while. Now, I don't know if Manafort is innocent or guilty. What has come out is the fact that his accuser, his former assistant, Rick Gates, is, as Politico points out, no friend of Manafort, Politico. Politico points out Rick Gates is has been painted, and of course is. He's the star witness for Mueller. He has been painted as a serial liar, as an embezzler, as a philanderer who is engaged in four extramarital affairs. That kind of undermines his credibility, doesn't it? And that is an issue, somebody's credibility, when they're involved in that kind of stuff. So the question I have when I look at this is, are they projecting the crimes of Rick Gates, who admitted that, yeah, I embezzled all this stuff, but of course they give me a pass if I finger the guy who was working with Trump because they want to get to Trump. And we've seen this happen before. Look at what they did with Ross Ulbricht. You had the FBI running Silk Road. The FBI agents who had the passwords got $800,000, if I got the number correct. I think it was that much. And they're running the site, but of course the jurors aren't allowed to know that. They're not allowed to know the crimes of these FBI agents. So they prosecuted them in a separate trial, but they kept that secret from the jury. They did the same thing in the Bundy trial. They were coming after the chief agent in charge, there, Dan Love, for other crimes. He lost his job. They prosecuted him for that, but they were not allowed to tell that to the jury. So we see that happen all the time. It may not be collusion. It may be projection. You know, they get some criminal like Gates. He says, yeah, I did all that stuff. Yeah. And I'll inform on him and say that he was a kingpin and so forth, which, interestingly enough, you would think that that was what they were going to do with Charlie Tree and Johnny Wong and all these Chinese influencers and bribers who are working with the Clintons back in the early 90s, 25 years ago. They gave them immunity, and then they never used them to testify against the Clintons. It's just like, let's not prosecute anybody with, we'll let them walk because we don't really want to, we just want this to quietly go away. We can return a little bit of money from the DNC or from the Clinton Foundation or whatever, but let's just let this go because we don't want to make a big issue out of this. But they do want to make a big issue out of this because they want to get to President Trump. But I think it is pretty amazing when we look at the status of the Department of Justice. And as we're talking about the Bundy trial, we have Larry Klayman, who comes on InfoWars frequently, is representing a couple of individuals who were found innocent in a prior trial. Remember, they've had prior trials, and they would keep going and going and going. It's like, oh, if it's a hung jury, let's try them again. Can we get the right answer? Well, two guys got acquitted. Two went to prison. And then during the trial of Cliven Bundy and Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy and so forth, during that trial, there was a whistleblower at the BLM who exposed the lies and the crimes of the FBI that Judge Gloria Navarro had been covering up in all the previous cases. And that blew that wide open. And she declared a mistrial and then dismissed it with prejudice so they couldn't go back and retry it. And the Justice Department, under Jeff Sessions, waited 6 months after she dismissed it with prejudice and came back and said, well, let's try it again. Let's try it again. She said, no. She doesn't want to go to jail or get disbarred for participating in that kind of corruption, but there are people who are still under Jeff Sessions who do. And there are two men who were acquitted, and they want some compensation for the political persecution because this thing rolled out for years, like it has with Paul Manafort. They were brutally treated in prison. And there are two individuals who are still in prison that need to be pardoned by President Trump because the Justice Department under Jeff Sessions is not going to do the right thing. Two men charged and acquitted for their roles in the 2014 Bundy Ranch standoff are suing the federal government for damages from the demonstrably false charges, quote unquote, according to their attorney, Larry Klayman. Rick Loveline and Stephen Stewart were brought up on 10 charges, including conspiracy. Oh, see, conspiracy. Whenever you question the government's official story on anything, whether it's the official story number one or the official story number two about the same event, or official story number three or four, and regardless of whether these three or four stories are contradictory and mutually exclusive, just like we see with the Las Vegas shooting, If you question any of that stuff, you're dismissed as a conspiracy theorist. But they charge people with conspiracy all the time. So they were charged 10 charges, including conspiracy and assault on a federal agent after they participated in the standoff. I was there covering it for InfoWars, and there was nobody doing anything to any BLM agents. The BLM and the FBI were the aggressors, and that's what the whistleblower from BLM, the honest man, eventually showed. These criminals, they were the ones who were involved in this. It was our criminal actions by our government. Anyway, they were acquitted of all charges. They were released August last year. Now they are suing federal prosecutors, the BLM, FBI, various former and current officials, including former FBI Director James Comey. They're asking for $60 million in damages. Yes, yes. Hillary can walk, but don't you try this kind of stuff at home, as we saw him immediately go after the sailor who took a couple of pictures of where he lived on the submarine. Oh, those are classified pictures. They're classified confidential. The lowest, lowest level of confidential. But if Hillary Clinton commits multiple felonies, and he admitted it, violates national security at above top secret level, no problem with that. But don't you try this at home, he said. And don't you try addressing your grievances with the government by a peaceful assembly. Don't you try that. Or they'll try you with 10 charges of conspiracy and assault. Oh, you scare the federal agents. It was the federal agents who were screaming at us. Get back, we have a court order, and we will shoot to kill. As they were pointing their guns at us, they were shooting that over the shouting that over the loudspeaker. And the Fox News cameraman is like, wait, I'm with you guys. I'm with the government. You know, and he's lifting up his shirt and saying, look, I got nothing here. Get away from us. You know, you got a camera. You could be killing us with that. Anyway, so now we have this a lawsuit about that. And as we look at Jeff Sessions and the sad and sorry state of the Department of Justice, he does occasionally get something right. One of the things he got right, he went to speak at the Alliance Defending Freedom. And these are people who, among other things, have encouraged church pastors to speak up against the gag order that was enacted against them by then Congressman Lyndon Johnson, who later became President LBJ. He had a beef about people who had opposed him when he was running for office. So he used the IRS to gag churches. It's not legal. It's not constitutional because they have a First Amendment, actually two parts of the First Amendment, multiple parts of the First Amendment. You know, there's five parts of it. There's their free speech, their free exercise of their religion, to meet publicly, and so forth. Anyway, he tried to gag them with that, and the Alliance Defending Freedom has set up a Pulpit Freedom Sunday. First, they got a couple of brave individuals, pastors, who would openly talk about politics from the pulpit. And these were conservatives. It's okay if black liberals would do it. It was celebrated. You know, Jesse Jackson would go to the black churches and everything. Yeah, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. It's just the double standards that we see all the time. If conservatives did that, they were supposedly going to be shut down by the IRS. So you had some conservatives do that, sent their tapes and transcripts to the IRS and said, do something about it. The IRS didn't do it. So then it went from two or three brave individuals to a few dozen, then to hundreds. So the Alliance Defending Freedom has done some great work there. And Attorney Jeff Sessions called out the Southern Poverty Law Center that identified them as a hate group. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what Jeff Sessions said about the Southern Poverty Law Center. He still doesn't get it, quite frankly. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block.
we have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I was just talking about Jeff Sessions, and as he talked to the Alliance Defending Freedom, he was talking about the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center had identified them as a hate group because they had defended a baker, a Christian baker in Colorado. Remember that story? It went all the way to the Supreme Court, right? And so these are the same people that are out there screaming at us whenever we talk about censorship. It's not censorship. Only the government can censor. It's like, oh, really? Maybe they can do it in a private-public partnership. They love these private-public partnerships, these PPPs. They do it all the time, whether it's toll roads or whether it is censorship. They always have their private-public partnerships. We can see this happening right now in China. We've talked about this since last week. The Dragonfly program that they are doing with China, that's public-private censorship. It's a partnership. They do these partnerships. But the people who are screaming back at us simply because they hate who we are will say, oh, it's private property. The same people who hate private property in every other instantiation, they support it in this for the three or four largest corporations in the world. And so as a result, you know, you look at this, they don't support it for a small bakery. Oh, no, you can't have this guy exercising his private property. He gets no right. Because his business is now a public forum where people come together, and he doesn't have any say-so over that. And they'll fight that all the way to the Supreme Court. But when you have a de facto monopoly, a public marketplace, that they've told everybody, you can come here and you can spend money promoting your business and so forth. You can spend time and you can, you know, they're going to just shut that all down. Shut that all down. When they are the only one in town doing this. And so they don't have a problem with that. And Jeff Sessions, when he's talking about the fact that this group was then targeted by the SPLC as being an anti-LGBT hate group because of the cake issue. You know, because the small business people don't have any freedom of religion. You know, they're a hate group. He says, you know, I'm from Alabama. That's the home of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, it's actually the home of Morris Deese. An organization that did important work in the South, vital work at a pivotal time, says Jeff Sessions. Well, let me tell you what their vital work was. I had a report up. I would play it for you, except Google flushed it. I called it the Prophets of Hate. They not only prophesy about hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center, but they make a lot of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, from hate. And yeah, you know, that situation about civil rights that was going on in Alabama, that was Birmingham, Alabama. And you had the Ku Klux Klan burning the buses and beating the people and kicking them. And you know what? The Southern Poverty Law Center's founder, Morris Deese, he made more money than the average family of four. Average household in America made at that time defending the Ku Klux Klan thug that beat the people as they were getting out of the burning buses. He defended that guy. That was his only involvement in the civil rights movement. He defended the Ku Klux Klan, and he made a lot of money doing it. But then he made a lot more money doing direct mail marketing. And then he got back into politics in the 70s after the civil rights thing was finished. He got back in after having done nothing but defend the Ku Klux Klan, then with his direct mail business and his contacts with the Democrat Party, because, you know, that's at that point, the Democrat Party had pivoted from being with the Klan to being against the Klan. And so now he is with that new Democrat Party. And with that new Democrat Party, he helps them to manage their mailing list, and he gets in return, he gets the Democrat Party's mailing list, and he uses that to set up the Southern Poverty Law Center. And then he becomes a campaign crusader against the Ku Klux Klan. And Jeff Sessions doesn't know the difference. He said, there were hate groups in the South I grew up in. They attacked life and liberty and the very worth of minority citizens. You know, people like the ones that Morris Deese defended. You may not know this, but I helped prosecute and secure the death penalty for a Klansman who murdered black teenager in my state. Well, good. I'm glad he did that. That was the right thing to do. But he doesn't know where Morris Deese and the Southern Poverty Law Center is. And I can't send him my video because the gulag flushed it. And anyway, he said, but when I spoke to ADF last year, I learned Southern Poverty Law Center had classified them as a hate group. And Amazon, relying solely on that, had removed them from its Smile program, which allows customers to donate to charities. Jeff Sessions just doesn't know what he's talking about. And so, you know, yeah, he's got some right values. He understands what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing. And he knows that the FBI has been working hand in glove with him going back to 2014. Up to that point, they were fingering people as being hate groups. And they let them do that. And then when it created a big backlash because of what they had done, the FBI formally, publicly said, we don't use the Southern Poverty Law Center anymore to identify people were going to target, but privately they do. Tucker Carlson confirmed last month he talked to an FBI representative that told him that the Bureau continues to have a relationship with the SPLC. And then Matt Gaetz, congressman out of Florida, said in light of that report, he wrote a letter to the FBI asking for clarification. Sessions' spokeswoman quickly suggested that change may be afoot. The Attorney General has directed the FBI to reevaluate their relationships with. See, again and again, like just like Jeff Sessions went on, he says, oh, Peter Strzok, he doesn't have any security clearance. And Peter Strzok goes and testifies on Capitol Hill and says, yeah, I've got security clearance and I've got it above top secret. So there. And, you know, Jeff Sessions saying, yeah, we shut down the Southern Poverty Law Center from being used as a source by the FBI. And then you find out, no, it's still there. And he goes, well, I'd like to know what's going on over there. I'd like to have an attorney general who does know what's going on over there and who does know and follow the Constitution. But we don't have one like that. If you want to help us as we're being targeted by these individuals who want to shut down freedom of the press and your free speech, your ability to pass our information around, You can take advantage of some of the specials that we have at InfoWars Store right now. InfoWarsStore.com. We have many products, free shipping, and big discounts. BrainForce Plus, 40% off plus free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off plus free shipping. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off plus free shipping. All the Super Blue products, that's all of our dental products with the nano silver in it to help fight bacteria and viruses. All of those Super Blue products, I have two flavors of toothpaste, mouthwash, gargle spray. So they're all 50% off plus free shipping. Our BioTrue Selenium, 50% off plus free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have, the big sale that we have right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could really use your help. Okay, let's talk about speech. You know, we've got the Washington Post out here saying, farewell, InfoWars, you will not be missed. And, of course, they won't miss the free press either because they don't want the competition. They won't miss free speech. They won't miss Julian Assange or WikiLeaks when he's gone either. The Washington Post won't miss any of that stuff. You know, that movie, The Post, where they talked about the Pentagon Papers, they're never going to do that kind of stuff again. They have no intention of doing that. That was a post before, maybe, okay? If they were ever concerned about corruption, they're not now, not after it became the personal political blog of Jeff Bezos. You know, he picked it up for pocket change. That's what $250 million is to him, pocket change. I've talked about this in the past. I mean, you look at what he makes with with just his appreciation on the value of his stock. It'd be like you and I spending about 4 hours of our labor to buy the Washington Post. That's how wealthy he is. And so she puts stuff out here. No more wild-eyed claims that 9/11 was a hoax. We never made any wild-eyed claims that 9/11 was a hoax, Christine Emba. Lie about it. Lie about it. They create these straw man arguments. They're just as phony as the plastic straw ban. Or if you want to learn more about the New World Order, yeah, oh, that didn't exist, did it? But now it does exist, and now it's a good thing. We never said that 9/11 was a hoax. We never said nobody died at 9/11. We never said that 9/11 was a crisis actor. I said three buildings collapsed into their footprint a couple of hours after they caught fire. Only two of those three steel skyscrapers were hit by planes. So explain that to me, Christine Emba. Oh, but you don't want to actually think about any of that stuff, do you? This is why. You know, we talk about, well, you couldn't pay me to watch that stuff. Or you couldn't pay me to read the Washington Compost. And I guess you can't pay people to... We'll find out whether or not you can pay people to watch NBC Universal. Because now they're going to try to pay viewers to watch. This is how desperate it has become. And we've talked about the fact that CNN has to pay airports to put them on. They pay to get your eyeballs. And so now NBC Universal, and again, when we talk about Universal and the fact you've got NBC combined with Universal, so that just speaks to the universal consolidation of these media conglomerates and how all information is being subsumed into just two or three organizations that provide the information, two or three organizations that control the internet and what you're allowed to see. And now they're talking about how they're going to pay people to watch their streaming video service, because otherwise you wouldn't watch it. And maybe you might not watch it even if they pay you. I wouldn't watch it even if they paid me. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalists at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life.
Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Post says, farewell, InfoWars, you won't be missed. Well, I think that was what the consumers were saying to Washington Post in the marketplace. They were saying, goodbye, Washington Post, you won't be missed. They weren't buying the paper. Nobody cared to pay for their service. And they were about to go out of business until Jeff Bezos took some of the pocket change out that he had and bought them. That's why they're there. And so she goes through here and says, well, you know, she said, the timing did raise some eyebrows. But not with the Washington Post, not with Jeff Bezos, right? It's just fine with them that a few oligarchs are going to control not only the internet, but free speech, that a few oligarchs can flush people down the memory hole, which is really what they did. You've got NBC Universal out there saying that they're going to start to pay people to watch them. And it's interesting that the name of the service is Watch Back. If you don't realize that that's the whole purpose of the internet is to watch what you are watching, are you buying the nonsense that's coming out of NBC and CNN and ABC and these other places? Are you really buying that? You know, ultimately, like I said before, it's not just about controlling cyberspace. It's about controlling the physical space that you live in. When we look at smart cities and so forth. Now, here's how it works in China, for example. You know, we've talked about this, the search engine that Google is developing for China. To censor people. And it's not just censoring speech. It is censoring people. Dragonfly. We talked about this last week. The Verge is now talking about it. Intercept is talking about it as well. So Google engineers are reportedly sampling search queries in order to develop a list of thousands of blocked websites. See, that's it. You have a no-fly list that they can put you on. You don't know that you're on it. You can't find out why you're on it. You don't know how to get off of it. This is the Kafkaesque world that we live in, combined with George Orwell's 1984. I can't tell you. You know, it's kind of like the Kafka bureaucracy that he gets into. Can't tell you why you're on that list. I can't tell you why your website is on the no-read list. I can't tell you why we flushed your video down the toilet here. Never had a single complaint. Never explained to us what they had a problem with, just said, we've had a complaint. Goodbye, Real News with David Knight on Google. And the gulag can have it. We'll do something else. But they said, as I pointed out, here's an example. Intercept also pointed out that if you search this new Dragonfly search engine that Gulag has created for China, if you search for an activist who disappeared during a protest against the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, you will find no results. He has been disappeared. He has been disappeared physically, and his memory has been erased online as well. Google employees are told to keep quiet about this. This is where this is ultimately going, folks. And the problem that they have as they look at this is how do they sustain these failing media operations that nobody wants to buy, other than having then become tools of the ultra-billionaires that the left is just fine with this kind of crony corporate censorship. It's absolutely amazing. So you get somebody like Jeff Bezos, he can buy the paper that's failing because nobody believes it anymore. And that's good for the left. They love that. He preserved the name of it, and he attacks Trump. So they're fine with that, and they're fine with the fact that you have the lords of the Internet can shut down anybody that they wish. But it doesn't always work that way. As Glenn Greenwald pointed out, in Europe, this kind of censorship is being focused against people who are on the left more than it is against people who are on the right. When you start to censor things like that, it can come back and really bite you. When we come back, we're going to play a little clip from a guy who was whining about the fact that he's getting some comments because he organized the takedown of InfoWars out of jealousy. You know, kind of like the Washington Post, kind of like CNN. And now people are complaining. He's turning into another Jim Acosta. And we also are going to play a little bit for you of the candidate who talked about Cambodia and got censored by Facebook.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as the Washington Compost, Christine Emba says, farewell, InfoWars, you won't be missed. No more wild-eyed claims that 9/11 was a hoax. No, we didn't say that. We said also, when we talked about Sandy Hook, we said, just like we've said about 9/11, just like we've said about the Las Vegas shooting, the government's narrative, just like as we said about the JFK, the government's assassination, the government's narrative doesn't make any sense. We've got contradictory information here from witnesses, from videos, from other things. And what we see here doesn't look like it's possible. Let's question this. We said the same thing about Sandy Hook. We had a guy, Wolfgang Halbig. He had investigated every school shooting since Columbine. For decades, he'd been doing that. He used to be a highway patrolman, law officer, and he was also a principal. And then he took those two together and became a security consultant. And he investigated every one of these school shootings until he got to Sandy Hook. And they told him, nope, I'm not going to give you any information. He kept asking them. I've never seen anybody stonewall like this before. He was in Florida. They sent the Florida Highway Patrol to threaten him. At that point, he said, well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And he had some very interesting contradictions that turned up in that, just like we have seen stuff in 9/11, like we've seen stuff with the Las Vegas shooting. And I'm not saying that nobody died anywhere at any of those places. I'm saying I don't believe the government's official story. I would like to know what happened. Wouldn't you like to know what happened on 9/11? Wouldn't you like to know what happened in Las Vegas or in Sandy Hook? Wouldn't you like to know, especially if you are relatives of people who died there? And we saw that a lot of people who had friends and family die on 9/11 are really angry about the official story from the government. They have pushed back against that. They said, this doesn't make sense. This couldn't happen. Why are you lying to us about this? They have been leading the investigation in many cases. That didn't happen at Sandy Hook. But because we had that debate, because we had him debating somebody who disagreed with him, that became the narrative for shutting down Alex Jones. And yet, this was sent to me by a fan, Ed Rankin, said, how do you ban Alex Jones over Sandy Hook when there is a Facebook page called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook? It's got its own Facebook page. So where is the justification for this? Where's the justification for this? Yeah, we also have Louis Farrakhan and Antifa are still there, right? They don't violate any hate speech rules. No, they just hate our speech, don't they? And here's somebody else that they hate. This is Elizabeth Heng. She's a candidate running for office. Her parents were from Cambodia. They escaped the killing fields and so forth, the Khmer Rouge. She talked about that at the beginning of this video. Facebook would not let her buy ads. And I want to play a little bit of the beginning of that video for you so you can see what is so objectionable here that Facebook won't allow that to be played. Here is Elizabeth Heng, a candidate for office.
In Cambodia,
skulls.
Under Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge, being young and single often meant a gruesome life and likely death. They approached my father, and in order to save his life, he said he was about to be married. They asked him, to whom? He pointed to the prettiest girl that he saw, having never spoken to her before. The soldiers approached her, and she said yes. They got married the very next day. 41 years later, they're still the happiest couple I know. Great things can come from great adversity. Fresno's home, but America's booming economy never made it to our district. Empty buildings, homeless, desperate people.
Look at this. It's obviously a Democrat district.
It's one of the very poorest in America.
Hovels, homeless
for 14
people.
Years,
an
S-hole. We've been represented in Congress by a nice man, Jim Acosta. But so little has changed. Look around. This is what we can still expect to see 14 years from now, unless we plan for a better future.
All right, let's hold it right there. Boy, what a spot-on ad. I can see why Facebook didn't want to put that out there. It shows the results of Democrat policies. It shows what Antifa eventually turns into, the Khmer Rouge, Pol Pot, the killing fields that we've all seen about. And you talk about a shotgun wedding. I mean, that was an AR-15 wedding or I guess an AK-47. At that point, you know, hey, they're going to kill him. He said, wait, I'm about to get married. Oh, yeah? Well, who's the bride? That pretty girl over there. Is he about to marry? Yeah, they'd never met. And they've lived happily ever after and produced a wonderful daughter. And I hope she wins. I mean, we need people like that. People like that who have seen what Antifa and communism and socialism turn countries into. She has lived in that district where that Democrat and the policies there have ruled. And she has seen that happened there as well. So I can understand why Facebook would want to shut her down. Can't have that information getting out there at all. And, you know, as we have all the people out there, so that's, you know, one of the things we look at. It's like, how come some people are shut down and others aren't? You know, it does seem like there's a double standard. Like I said before, we have to decide whether we're going to have the First Amendment or we're going to have a double standard. That is really the choice, isn't it? And we have to also decide whether or not we're going to have a free marketplace of ideas or whether we're going to be ruled by a few corporate elite. And the Democrats want us to be ruled by a few corporate elite because they think right now they're on their side. And they don't understand where these corporate elite are headed. We have a program from the corporate elite, from the globalists, from the New World Order, that is going to make the killing fields look like a picnic. And they want to deny that any of that stuff is going to happen. And we're all going to get it real good and hard if we start campaigning left and right, hoping that the people on the right are hoping that President Trump is going to censor CNN or news organizations that they don't like. Look, I despise CNN. I think they are a phony shill organization for the CIA. And I think they're absolutely reprehensible for targeting another news organization, whether it is us or somebody else, to try to shut them down. They can't win the argument, and so they do what these communists always do, which is to purge the opposition. Sean Hannity was talking about this on his program. He said it's like a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week obsession. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, all they're looking for is something to be outraged about that relates to the president. He said there's a reason that people are shouting CNN sucks. It's because CNN sucks. That's what Hannity said. And he said, and as far as Jim Acosta goes, with all due respect, I have had a lot of death threats over the years. I've had white powder sent to my office. There's always going to be a crazy person in the crowd. The shooting that took place at that baseball game practice where Steve Scalise was shot, that guy was a Bernie supporter. I don't blame Bernie Sanders for the fact that one of his supporters is a nut. Ah, but Jim Acosta makes it all about him. And that's what they are doing. They are doing that to us. And so when we look at Americans who are begging for the government and corporations to end free speech, that is really the scary thing. There's an article up by Carrie Wedler, the antimedia.com. The Purge is enjoying widespread support amongst the left, which has made the reputation for itself as intolerant of different opinions, but it's also the right. A recent poll from Ipsos I talked about yesterday, 43% of Republicans like to have the president shut down news organizations. Folks, we have to understand, as I've said before, the First Amendment is not a piece of paper. When the people come back and say to me, it's just a private corporation that's doing this, I say, well, then you obviously don't agree with the principles of free speech, the principles that Voltaire and others talked about. You don't understand the history of how we got to that point of view, because you've been kept in the dark about history. And the principles are what's important. It's not what's on that piece of paper. The Bill of Rights doesn't grant us any liberties or freedoms. It prohibits the government from infringing on those. But our free speech is much bigger than the Bill of Rights. And our free speech is much more important than just government infringements that, by the way, are not being stopped, because the government and these big corporations are indistinguishable. Eric Schmidt went 200 times to the White House, more than 200 times the White House under Obama. Don't tell me these guys aren't partners. Do you understand? Do you understand where all this came from? Do you understand where the internet came from? Do you understand where Facebook came from? They've got these interlocking directories. You remember that? From Standard Oil? Yeah, they got interlocking directories, but it's interlocking directories with DARPA and these venture capitalists that created Google and Facebook and all these other tools. They're tools of government. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First, demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative.
With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The greetings of people in trouble.
Joining us now is John Teigen. Of course, he was one of the heroes of Benghazi. As I said yesterday, when I think about Benghazi, I think about the opening of The Tale of Two Cities. It really is a tale of two Americas. It's America at its best and America at its worst. We can see the venal politicians, the intelligence agencies, the people who are protecting their jobs above everything else and throwing other people's lives under the bus. And then people like John who are putting their lives at risk to save other lives, and some of them who lost their lives. So I wanted to talk to John. He's going to be tonight at an event. They have in Bastrop, Texas, which is just a little bit south of Austin here. There's a Restore the F4 event for the American Legion there. They have an F4 that goes back to the Vietnam War. And like I said yesterday, it's important for us to remember these artifacts to honor the people that were there. I said, you know, when I went to the Alamo and saw Davy Crockett's gun, I was absolutely amazed when I saw it, that it was so corroded, because I had been to London. I had seen the armor from Henry VIII, and it looked like it was made yesterday. And many times we allow things that are part of our history to just expire here in the United States. We don't really honor those. And so what they're trying to do in Bastrop is they're trying to restore this F4. So there's a charity event tonight. You can hear John Teigen speak. You can hear the Roger Krieger Band perform, and you can get your tickets online. Go to Eventbrite. Just search in the Gulag in Google. You can search for Restore the F4, and it'll take you to that Eventbrite where you can buy some tickets. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight in Bastrop, Texas, if you're in the area. And if you want to get in touch or follow John Teigen, he's on Twitter at John Teigen. And also, johnteigen.com is where you can book him to speak to your event. A lot of people want to know what happened in Benghazi, because that is really it captured the imagination of everyone. And it was a very long trial, people trying to find out why you guys were betrayed there. You worked with the people who put together, you and the survivors worked with the book, right? 13 hours?
Yeah, there was five of us that collaborated with the book. And we had an author, Mitchell Zukoff, he put the book together, because if we probably did, it would be a pop-up book.
Yeah.
So.
How close was it to, were you happy with the movie that they made out of it? Because people always, there's always that.
Yeah, the movie is probably about, 60% accurate. Of course, the book's always going to be better. It's going to be more accurate because, you know, they can put a lot more information in the book than they can in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you want to sit for like a 6-hour movie.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have to compress it. But I tell you what, it was really a good movie.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Yeah, very. But I want to talk to you a little bit about, what got you there. What was your background that got you into that kind of a situation?
Yeah, I joined the Marine Corps in 95, got out as a squad leader, an E5 in 99, then actually went into heating and air conditioning for a while. Just prior to me getting out, I got married, and the wife, she was going into the Army, so she ended up getting stationed over in Kuwait for a year right after 9/11, and find out about contracting, and then pretty much July 2003, we both went back overseas, started contracting, and just slowly kind of kept changing companies and doing different jobs, and eventually made it over to Benghazi.
How long were you in Benghazi before the event happened on 9/11?
I was actually on my third trip there, we were there for about 30 days prior to the attack happening.
Mm-hmm. What was it like in Benghazi?
The last trip was a lot quieter. The first two, you know, gunfire constantly, a lot of explosions all the time.
The first two, it was after Gaddafi had been.
A lot of shops and a lot of, you know, nothing was really open quite yet because people actually, you know, they left the country. They put everything like in a bunch of storages and stuff like that. So, you know, it took a while for everything to pick back up and open up. But, you know, for the most part, the local Libyans, I mean, they liked the fact that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
I had them come up to me, shake my hand, saying it's an honor to meet an American. You know, thank you guys for helping us. You know, they'd buy our lunch or dinner or whatever. They'd buy us coffee if they saw us in the stores. So for the most part, it's probably one of the friendliest Muslim countries I've ever been in.
What did they think about the overthrow of Gaddafi? Because, you know, he'd been a terrorist. He'd been responsible for taking down airplanes. We'd shot missiles there. At one point, you know, he said, all right, I'm going to get rid of my nuclear weapons or whatever. And he really hadn't, you know, surfaced for a number of years. But I don't know what it was like internally in the country at that time.
Yeah, I think he only made like one trip down to Benghazi during his whole, 30-something years mm-hmm. ruling, because he almost got assassinated the only time he went down there.
So he wasn't well-liked?
Yes, he could say he was not well-liked down there at all.
Wow.
Again, I think they're all pretty, they had high expectations of where the country was going. They're really looking forward to just being out from under his thumb, I guess, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're, you know, the military, they could do whatever. There's a dictatorship, so they could do whatever they wanted to anybody when they wanted. So
after he fell, there was a lot of chaos, a lot of competition for who was going to rule. Things were kind of quiet. You go there the third time, 30 days or so before the event. But we'll get into the event because I know everybody wants to hear about that. But now afterwards, after that event and everything, it seems like things have significantly deteriorated there now. I mean, it's become something of an arms bazaar, as well as having slave auctions and so forth, and massive exodus of people that are going into Europe and so forth. I mean, did it deteriorate significantly after that event or next couple of years after that?
I think when pretty much the last administration just totally turned a blind eye to the whole country, it really started going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really had no internal security. Because, again, all the militias were just battling for grounds. I mean, it was just neighborhood gangs going from neighborhood trying to take control of everything. So you had some military leadership there, but, you know, again, they're used to being told what to do, not really figuring out how to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when we left and just never went back, it just, yeah, like I said, it just spiraled way out of control. And, you know, the city, I've seen pictures of it recently. It looks nothing like, I mean, its buildings are blown up now, and it kind of looks like what Mastrata looked like, and and stuff like that, because that was a big battle down there. But yeah, it's
kind of what we've seen with Lebanon. I mean, it used to be like a Riviera type of place, and now it's just, you know, it's been destroyed too.
Yeah, it's got a lot of potential if they can get everything squared away. Because I went, you know, toured a lot of the Roman ruins out there. Really freaking awesome stuff. I mean, they're really really cool ruins.
Well, they have a massive amount of natural resources, not just oil, but they have a massive amount of underground fresh water. And he had acquired a great deal of gold, and he was going to set up his own gold-backed currency. Emails from Hillary Clinton that were obtained by WikiLeaks maybe make it apparent that the bankers in the West were kind of concerned about that. But let's get to the events of what really happened there, because that's what everybody really wants to hear. So it seems to be kind of quiet. 30 days, your third time that you go back, seems to be kind of quiet. We do have, the 11th anniversary, I think, of 9/11.
Yep.
Then I guess they saw this movie, The Innocence of Muhammad or something, right? That's what Hillary told us.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they knew anything about this movie. You know, obviously the Egyptians did, because, you know, 8 hours prior to the consulate in Benghazi being attacked, the embassy in Cairo was being overrun,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of the video. Mm-hmm. So it kind of sets the stage for the whole night, and, like, why wasn't any assets ever mm-hmm. coming in our direction when you have an embassy being overran.
All right, so when we come back, we're talking to John Teague Teagan. When we come back, we're going to talk about the events They're betrayed in the portrayed in the book 13 Hours and also in the movie by Michael Bay. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Pete Keegan.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is John Keegan. Hi.
Yes, right?
Okay.
Yes,
I was mispronouncing it, and I didn't even ask him when he came in. We were talking. I didn't ask him. But yes, it's Tig, as in Tigger, and Tigen is his last name. And again, you can find him, John, TIEGEN.com. And you can find him also on Twitter, at John Tigen. And we want to talk a little bit about 13 Hours. He was one of the individuals there, one of the heroes of Benghazi. Saved a lot of lives. Some of those heroes lost their lives. The survivors put together, with a writer, put together the book 13 Hours. You've probably seen the movie. If you haven't seen the movie, let's play a short little clip from the trailer. It was a very good movie, and we're going to talk about whether or not that was accurate or not with John. But let's play a little bit of the clip of 13 Hours, the movie.
I called for his support. Never came.
You're not giving orders anymore. You're in my world now.
We have 36 American lives to save.
Very intense movie by Michael Bay. How accurate was it? Based on a true story, we see it all the time from Hollywood.
For Hollywood, it's 100% accurate, right?
Yeah.
I would probably say it's pretty close, about 60% accurate. A lot of the, you know, there's no vehicles that really exploded, you know, nothing like that. You know, a lot of, like, the rooftop, I was actually the only guy who went up on the roof to help out the four guys that got hit by the mortars and stuff like that, but. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just to kind of keep the movie flowing, because, I mean, there's so many moving parts. They'd be bouncing back and forth, and it'd probably give you motion sickness because you'd be bouncing back and forth so much. So
yeah.
They kind of took a couple of the roles, just blended into one role, and just kind of that way the movie kind of went smoothly that way. But, you know, they did a good job. They honored the four guys, and that was our biggest concern, was making sure they were honored correctly. So
I'll tell you, in the movie, at least, the CIA had there didn't come across too well. Was that an accurate portrayal of him? He came across as a real jerk.
Yeah, that's pretty much how he was. You know, he was always worried about your family and stuff at home. You know, he helped me when my twins were born. I was in Benghazi. They were too much premature. He got me home the next day right away. Mm-hmm. So for that portion of the stuff, you know, he's really good at. But, you know, letting us actually do our job and do what needed to be done, yeah, not so much.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You know, when I look at Benghazi, to me it seems like a microcosm of the way our politicians treat soldiers and the way that they get us involved in the situations and then just kind of abandon people.
Yeah.
Did it seem like that?
Because they're more worried about their careers and stuff like, you know, the biggest thing for Bob was, you know, that was his last trip and he's going to retire. So, you know, he was looking at how he's going to, his whole entire time as the agency, you know, what it was going to look like at the end. He didn't want to lose anybody or this and that. And unfortunately, we ended up losing two guys, but, you know, instead of, you know, if we'd have left and did our job immediately, the ambassador and Sean Smith would still be alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he got a double, you know, on both ends now.
Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't part of the political calculus from the State Department individuals that they didn't want to send in a rescue operation because they didn't want to put in a big show of force that was going to make them look like bullies or something?
Yeah, that's kind of what they said. You know, they didn't want to offend the locals or be hit politically because they sent in a force to rescue Americans. In a country that had no centralized government yet. Mm-hmm. So it was a pretty much a lawless country still, technically. You know, so really they put their careers ahead of people's lives.
And isn't that what we see all the time? We talk about rules of engagement and the handcuffs that they put on people. So they start a war, they send you over to fight a war, and then they put all kinds of handcuffs on you when you fight that war. Talking a little bit about the rules of engagement. We were talking about that during the break.
Yeah, I mean, you know, during the last administration, you know, pretty much say the rules of engagement where you cannot engage anybody unless they're physically engaging you. Once they stop shooting at you and put down their gun, you can't engage them no more. So I was talking to guys, they'd get engaged from a guy behind a building or a tree. You'd shoot at him a couple times, drop the gun, walk away, and actually go about 100 yards, pick up another gun and start shooting at him again. But, and you know, once he drops that weapon, you're not supposed to engage him anymore. So, you know, it was getting guys killed left and right.
Or a mosque, or shooting from a mosque, or something like that. You can't.
Once they stop shooting, you have to stop shooting.
And the mosque were kind of a special sanctuary for them too, right?
It
couldn't go in.
Yeah, pretty much. I think there's a couple times they before that they were able to actually just blow the mosque up because they're using it as a safe haven. But then the rules of engagement change. You can't do this, and you can't, you know, go do that anymore. And you have to let the locals go and do it sometimes. You know, by the time they showed up, the guys, they just walk out the back door.
They don't wear uniforms, so they can always say that you killed innocent people, even if you're shooting, you know, other people. You know what I'm saying? If, even if you're shooting the combatants, they can say, well, we didn't have a uniform on, so this, you know, this bomb that came into the mosque or something was innocent people, whether it was or not. And yep. They used that against the military, so that's where these rules of engagement came from, right?
Yep, they did. They used it against the military quite a bit, and they actually used it against a lot of contractors. The Iraq incident with the Blackwater guys, same exact thing. You know, they got engaged, and a guy opened fire in a vehicle that didn't, you know, do what it normally did. It would stop. And then they got incoming AK fire, or the guys opened up. But, of course, you know, innocent civilians got killed, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the contractors took the fall for it because, again, it was a political move. You know, they're worried about what they look like in the political limelight.
Now, this diplomatic compound, it wasn't a hardened embassy or anything. You guys, in the movie that I saw, you guys go there and you take a look at it and go, this is really not safe. Is that what happened in real life?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, even since the very first time I went there in 2011, it was the exact same thing. That, you know, actually, the compound was a lot bigger when I first went. It was three compounds combined, so it was more almost like 15 acres,
mm-hmm.
If not a little bit more, but. They shut down one side and they would put it down to two compounds. But yeah, it was always undermanned. You know, a lot of people don't realize it got attacked three times. The third time was 9/11. The second time I was there, and there was only two security personnel at that time to protect the compound.
Wow.
So it ain't like the State Department didn't know the threat or the security situation, because again, it got attacked twice prior. And for them to just still not send any support for these guys was ridiculous.
They didn't do anything. You guys had been there. You knew that it wasn't secure. So then it comes under attack again. You want to go. And the guy that you're directly working for there, the CIA director, says stand down.
Yep. Stand down. And actually came out of his mouth. He did say stand down. He actually said it to me, so I know what he said.
Uh-huh.
You know, of course, in the report, it says, well, the drone didn't catch it. Yada, yada. Well, if the drone can read his lips, that would be nice. I mean, come on. They should be able to see everything else there, right? But, yeah, I mean, he told us to stand down. And, you know, the way Bob was, again, working with him so long, there was a lot of situations when we should have left. That night when the consulate got attacked the second time, he told us we couldn't go that night either. So, you know, just kind of gives you a mindset. I don't believe the stand down order that he gave us came from anywhere else but him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the government can think that fast anyways, because it's been, you know, about 15 minutes into the attack. They're probably still trying to get a hold of people back here in the States to let them know, hey, the consulate's under attack.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think it just came from him.
And I guess the amazing – well, before you leave him, his motivation for doing that, I mean, why was that? Was it because he wanted to try to maintain that this was the secrecy of the CIA complex that he thought was secret? Or was he worried that he was not going to have any defense if you guys left? Because both of those things kind of come forward a little bit in the movie.
You know, when we took off, every able body that works for the agency that's over there, they're qualified to shoot a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So they had other personnel after we left. It ain't like we were going to get surprise attacked anymore, because attack's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we made sure all the guys, they're ready to go. You know, they had their guns before we took off. But we had, you know, a couple other guys that were left behind there. You know, just like, again, there's not a lot of things that are accurate in the movie.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things we still can't talk about. But there was guys there to help still secure the compound. Oz, he was on his way back to help secure the compound. So it ain't like it was completely left on man. I think his biggest fear was getting somebody killed, one of us getting killed. But again, I don't think he understood our capabilities either. Mm-hmm. I don't think he understood the assets that he had under him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's worried about his retirement and how he's going to look when he retired. So his fear was just us leaving and us getting killed over there or something like that. But again, for us not being able to do our job initially when we wanted to, the ambassador and Sean Smith paid for their lives.
All right, well, we got to take a break. We're going to be right back with John Tigen. And you can find him on Twitter at John, T-I-E-G-E-N. Also, he has a website. If you want to book him as a speaker, we'll tell you about an event that he's going to be speaking at tonight. And we're going to have more details about the actual attack. Stay with us.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how
would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go?
Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable. We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First, demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. The bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Tighagen, and he was one of the heroes at Benghazi. We're going to talk to him about some more details of what you've seen. If you've read the book, 13 Hours, the survivors, the heroes there put that together to honor those who died, and then it was made into a very good movie. Watched most of it again last night. Didn't have time to finish the entire thing, but very good movie by Michael Bay. We're just talking about that part. We're going to talk about what really happened there. And if you want to hear him tonight, there are still some tickets left for the event to restore an F-4 fighter from Vietnam. It's called Restore the F-4. It's a steak dinner. It's a dance. Music provided by Roger Krieger. And, of course, Tig is going to be talking at the event. And that is in Bastrop, Texas. The address is 1408 Chestnut Street. If you want to go there tonight, doors open at 6 p.m. And there's still some tickets available, just a few tickets that are left there.
You won't be seeing me dance, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I played in bands for a while, and so I would never try to actually dance myself. But tell us a little bit about the, you know, when we look at that movie, what is really amazing is just how few of you there were and how many people there were in the streets and how long you had to hold out in spite of repeated calls for reinforcements and relief. You held out for a very long time against really big odds. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, when we went over to the consulate the first time, when we started engaging, I lobbed a grenade launcher on there, and that kind of dispersed everybody, the initial attackers that were on the consulate, which allowed us to move on to the grounds. And then while we're there, we got counter-assaulted. They came in through one of the back gates. And, you know, really, the whole time we ever engaged, there was only really four Americans that were engaging the enemy at a time. So it kind of gives you the odds, the difference. You know, there's probably at least 20 to 30 guys always attacking us each time. They were getting ready to counter-assault us a second time. We're at the consulate. The drone was up there giving us feedback, and the drone footage was saying that they saw 50 to 100 people massing, and they're starting to move down the road towards you guys. Mm-hmm. So that kind of helped us decide what we were going to do, if we were going to stay and keep looking for the ambassador.
You had a reconnaissance drone, and we see that in the movie. You got a recon drone, but you don't have any air support or anything from anybody. Just you guys on the ground, like
that. Yeah, we requested it. When I say we requested it, it just goes from our radio to our command post. Mm-hmm. So whatever they did after that, that's really, you know, if they transmit it, they transmit it. All we can do is just request what we would like. Which, you know, we didn't really need ground forces. We needed air support.
Yeah.
Because we had enough firepower between pretty much the six, seven of us that it wasn't, you know, we weren't worried. We had, you know, we just got a fresh shipment of food. We got a new latte machine, and we had a bunch of ammo. So we were good to go.
All you needed. Just coffee and bullets.
But, yeah, it was anywhere between 20 to 30 guys each time when they came at us. And, you know, only four of us at a time were engaging. Over at our compound at the annex, you know, each time was only four of us engaging at one time. So, you know, again, that's a big difference in training and in experience. You know, we're not. A lot of people ask, "Were you know, were you scared when they're shooting at you?" Well, as long as they're aiming at me, I'm not scared. If you ever watch them shoot, you're not. It's when they're shooting over at Tonto, over in the next building, and I'm over here at this building, then I get scared.
So these are just local yokels that are because it's turned into an arms bazaar. They just grab rifles and they don't really know how to use them. They're not trained in any of this stuff.
Yeah, a lot of times they're not going to send their really smart, heavy hitter guys really into something like that because they don't want to lose their really good guys in something like that. They're just going to send in, you know, your average Joe kind of guy. And they're not going to spend a whole, like, year's training him either. Mm-hmm. So that's another big difference. Usually they'll do the main attack once they gain the objective. Then the leaders will start moving on. They don't really, a lot of them don't really lead by example at all. They say, do what I say, not as I do kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like they ain't allowed to drink, but the leaders are allowed to drink.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're sending them, again, it's no more than about four of you guys at a time, and they're sending them in waves of 20. About how far apart are those attacks spaced?
I think at the consulate, I think we're there for about an hour, hour and a half when they hit us with the counter assault. And then over when we went back to the annex, I think it was within about an hour of us making back there, they hit us, and then about an hour and a half later, they did it a second time. And then it was probably about, I want to say, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, they hit us a third time at our compound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
one of the things that's really amazing in the movie is the guys, as they're leaving where the ambassador was, they get into that bulletproof Mercedes, and they're being shot at. That really happened?
That really happened. You know, we told them, when they did leave, make sure you go to the left, don't go to the right. They, unfortunately, they end up going to the right. And, yeah, they got ambushed. They actually, one of the guys came out on the road and was trying to wave him in to the compound that was an Ansaria compound. And they were smart enough not to pull in, which was good. So when they kind of started going forward past the guy, guys on both sides came out and just started shooting at him. You know, all the windows were shot out. They threw a couple grenades at him, but luckily the grenades rolled completely underneath and blew up on the side of the vehicle.
Wow.
I think the only window that was you could see out of by the time they got to our compound was just the back window. I think it had a couple bullet holes in it, but all the other windows were just shot up.
That's amazing. It's amazing to see it get hit that many times in the movie. It's like, does this really happen in real life? Can they get hit this many times and it not go through the windshield? That was really amazing.
Oh, yeah. It has to be, you know, to go through one of those windshields, you gotta hit in pretty much the same spot multiple times.
Wow.
So it can take shots all around. As long as you don't hit it multiple times in that one spot, you're going to be all right.
That's pretty amazing.
And as long as you're moving, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So tell us about the individuals who died. How did that happen?
Sean Smith, he was the first guy that was found. He died of smoke inhalation. You know, and he was only in the building probably for maybe an hour at that time. Mm-hmm. Jack, he was over the top. He was trying to do first aid, do CPR on him. Couldn't revive him. The ambassador, he was found. He was the second guy found.
So it was there. They went into their safe place, and then they set it on fire. So the smoke inhalation got him.
Yeah, and it's kind of what if they wouldn't have broke the window out in the inside the bathroom that they were in and had the fan on, they probably would have been all right. But it was just a vacuum, so all that smoke just got sucked right into the safe room, and there's nowhere else for them to go. So that's what one of the biggest mistakes that they did was they broke the window out and ventilated it. But the ambassador, he was found by looters about 1:30 in the morning, I believe. Mm-hmm. So the smoke had dissipated enough. They found him back in his bedroom. He was halfway on and off his bed. And when they dragged him out, they didn't really know who they had initially. They had no idea. A next door neighbor was on the compound when they started dragging him up the road a little bit. Who knows what they were going to do, but he saw him, immediately grabbed him from him, threw him in his car, and took him directly to the hospital. Mm. So, you know, he was never, you know, he was dead, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking a couple of hours, and, you know, we found Sean Smith within an hour, and he was already dead. So, mm-hmm. You know, the rumors about him being tortured and mutilated and all that stuff, that never happened.
How many hours was it before the two guys that were with you were killed, that you're waiting for help that you didn't get?
They were killed right around 5:30 so in the morning. So you're looking 8 hours mm-hmm. Into the attack when they got killed. They got, you know, killed by the third and final attack in our compound, which was the mortars. Mm-hmm. I was the only guy, you know, in the movie it has me and Jack going up there. And in real life, I was the only one who went up there and treated the four guys. And it was 8 hours.
You were the only one that was on the roof, saying, or?
After the mortar attack.
The mortar attack, yeah.
The Tripoli guys, they showed up, you know, around 1:30 in the morning. They got to our compound right around 5:30, so pretty much about 5-10 minutes before the mortars came in. That's one of those another strange moments where you kind of think it was the militia that was bringing them from the airport to us was like waiting for the mortar team to set up, so that way when they showed up, they'd get us all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of seems to me like the only reason why they really stopped is because of the commander of that militia, the Libyan Shield, came into the compound. And the team that was with him immediately took off, and I think they went and told the mortar team to stop shooting because their commander's inside that compound.
Huh. Huh.
That's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah, yeah. And so finally you get some relief, and then you come back we've only got about a minute left. I mean, let's leave the events there, and just a quick comment about what happened stateside, this long hearing that we had. Trey Gowdy was leading it. Trying to get to the bottom of this. I mean, how do you guys feel about what happened back here in the States in the aftermath of that?
Yeah, it's really disheartening. The fact that you have politicians, again, they're taking their careers over the lives of Americans. You know, they lied to the family members at the arrival of their bodies coming home from overseas, and right there in their face, pretty much right over the coffin, you know, talking about the protests, this and that. And of course, you know, we all know for a fact, 100%, it's not a protest.
Yeah.
So it's really a sad day for America when something like that happens.
It really is. It really is. And unfortunately, like I said, I think it is kind of a microcosm of so many of our military engagements. The lack of respect for the military, the lack of a, you know, due process even really to decide whether we're going to fight a war. And if we're going to fight a war, just to go all the way in it and win it. Yep. Instead, they fight these police actions. Thank you so much for what you've done. I really do respect that. Again, you can find John, johntigan.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.